Greetings, this is James Gillen with Azure Witch Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, and we're also on Rumble and Odyssey and Telegram. So if you can't see us here, check out the other places there. Crazy stuff we've been having with our channel here. It's growing like wildfire. I lost track of how many affiliates we have right now. It's probably like 100 affiliates and something like 50 countries, but things are really taking off, which is great. I'm trying to keep away from some of the subjects tonight because we keep getting taken down. So we're not going to talk about, you know, the shine of cold or the needle rape or the erection integrity that fell flat. You know, we're trying to use different words there so we don't get censored, but it's pretty crazy. But now, speaking of crazy, I wanted to show a clip right out of the bat about what's happening in Australia. And I've got some amazing friends in Australia. We have eSETI Australia, and they are really stepping up to the plate and standing up for their own freedom. So, Robert, can we go ahead and roll that clip?
This is out of control now. Out of control.
So kudos out to the brave and courageous people of Australia, and keep it up, folks, because it's insanity. You know, if you don't rise up and get your freedom back, it's just going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. But we also want to talk a little bit about the Schumann resonance again, which is off the scale, and it is just slamming people. So, you know, a lot of people feel like they're having heart attacks, and they feel like they're getting dizzy and really tired, and that's kind of the side effects of that Schumann resonance. So if you're feeling really tired or you're having a little bit of chest pain, I'm not a doctor, I'm not going to prescribe what to do, but it just may want to take a look at the Schumann resonance and see if there's any solar flares going on. But really intense, very intense energy coming in. We also had some amazing things I wanted to talk about really quick about the what's happening here at the ranch. So we had a massive ship come over and stayed for 2.5 hours. We'll show that later. And now we're having crazy helicopter activity and everything from three at a time to treetop level. Some we couldn't even film. We just got the sound because they were so low and flying so fast. But we actually had five helicopters come over, and go ahead and roll that footage, Robert, because we filmed some of these helicopters going over. But if you look really closely, you'll see these ships coming up from the ground. And these ships are coming up from the ground. You'll see them going up. The little white ship there goes right up to the helicopters. And then another one came in and flew from east to west and zipped by right under these helicopters, and it went from a light ship to a metallic ship, and one of the helicopters kind of broke formation and fell back a little bit, so I think they might have interrupted their little program. But anyway, quite interesting how these ships are actually interacting with these black helicopters, and it's really sped up. But this really sped up after the major sighting, the last two major sightings of the motherships that we filmed at the ranch. This activity has just gone crazy. So it's getting really busy up there. And, you know, if these guys really want to know what's going on, they just might as well just land their helicopter and come talk to us. And we'll have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and whatever they want to drink and sit down and inform them about the Great Awakening and the multidimensional event that we're undergoing right now. So we don't have any secrets here. We share it with everybody. I want to go into the photos of the ship that was over here. See if we can pop those up, Robert. So we had this massive ship that kept morphing, and it looked like a star. And then it morphed again to, I believe a square is the next one. Yeah, a square. It looked like a square, like a kind of a multidimensional square. And this went on for about 2.5 hours, and it was hovering over Trout Lake. And again, it went from, came in from the west and went east, which goes against the star pattern. There's, and here it looks like a pyramid type craft. And we actually looked in to see who was on the craft. And there were like six dimensional feline beings that were actually on this craft. So since this has happened, and since we've had these massive motherships fly over the ranch, we've had an extreme increase in black helicopter activity. We've always had that activity. And with treetop level helicopters filming the ranch and things like that, which is understandable. I mean, you know, if you are in charge of security, you know, you'd want to check out and see what's going on. But, you know, in the interest of national security, we need to not stop chasing and attacking beings that are, you know, thousands, if not millions of years ahead of us in technology. I mean, they could turn the planet into a sender if they wanted to. So obviously they're benevolent, and that's another story we want to get into. I think with that note, we might have some more photos later on, but I want to bring on our guests. We've got Kate Buckley and Tricia Margus on the show, and to get a feminine perspective on what the heck is going on this planet right now. And so I'm just opening up the mic, and we'll just go ahead and start off with Kate. She's first in the hopper here. And welcome to the show again, Kate. And I know you've experienced a lot of extreme censorship. Let's say, I guess you could say sincere.
It was censorship. Sincere. They sincerely hate me.
Yeah. And which is crazy. You know, I think you shine too much of a light on their lack of light. But anyway, what's happening in your world?
Gosh, you know, I had an old YouTube channel that I've just had since like 2006. And I decided to just, I'm like, I wonder if I could go live on this. And it let me go live. And then they took me down by the morning. So they obviously have something, somebody's gunning for me. I don't know what it is. It's funny for me to think of like me of all people, and like what I talk about, the fact that I am like considered dangerous is hysterical. Yeah. Other than that, you know, continue. I'm getting back more into, remember, I kind of took a hiatus away from paying attention to the news every day because it was driving me crazy. And I kind of focused more towards the spirituality for this last year or ever since the inauguration. But I'm starting to get back into the groove of paying attention to current events and things like that. I think it's reached a level now where it is just so ridiculous that I can't help but just feel like we really are living in a movie. And so it's getting entertaining rather than making me crazy like it did before.
Yeah, with our current leadership, I go, wow, I'm watching these things unfold. And in my mind, I go, okay, what would I do if I was just going to totally take down America? And I go, well, you know, he's done this. Perfect. Who do you work for? You know, so it's amazing, you know, and everything that Trump did, he's doing the opposite. The things that worked and then really pulled us, you know, out of a mess, and we're thriving economy, everything else, they're doing exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. And every level, everything, total fail, you know, on every level. I'm waiting to see, you know, he has a real short list on accomplishments and his staff. And, you know, I told him, I said, it's like Gotham City fell. And the Joker went to the nearest insane asylum and picked his cabinet and brought them all on board. it's total insanity now what we're seeing. I just go ahead. I want to see if you want to comment on that, go ahead. But it's, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it anymore. It's just unbelievable.
It really is. They really couldn't be doing a better job of making themselves look worse. You know? There was even a video that came out today, talk about not knowing how to read the room, of Chuck Schumer and who was it? It was one of the late night talk show hosts, like dancing around, just acting like buffoons, doing the asshole shuffle. And it's like, how do they not realize how awful that looks when we have American citizens trapped It really does seem like somebody's out there and like, okay, go out there and do the most hateful thing you can think of.
Well, yeah, they're rejoicing in a time where people are losing their lives, and then they're expecting these people to maintain some level of integrity, and who have shown not to have it. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden these people are going to be, well, they're going to honor their word and they're going to take care of the women and the children. And they're going to, all of a sudden, you know, the history is gone and they're going to, and if you believe that, you know, you've got some serious mental challenges, you know, but apparently they do. But I try to explain to people that there's a reason they're rejoicing and dancing, because they thrive on the chaos. Mm-hmm. And they thrive, I hate to say it, but they thrive on the pain and the suffering. Even if it's the children, they seem to dance more. Mm. And so we really need to really look at what we're dealing with here. And I'm going to see, maybe I get Robert to pull this up before we get to Tricia. Robert, can you pull up the eyes, I wanted to show people this because it's something you need to really look at. And I don't know if he's got these photos loaded, but what we've seen is these leaders have all their eyes went from blue or green or whatever to black. And we see that over and over again. And being in my field, we know what that is. That's called possession. That's demonic. And we also see again and again, you know, you look at the choices. I mean, look at the Secretary of Health. You know, you have a man that thinks he's a woman that gets very upset if you say sir, but he does have all the male parts and everything. And then also in charge of your physical and mental health, and he's obese. I know I'm not supposed to say he. I don't know what we're supposed to say anymore. I give up. But I'm addressing them by genetics. You know, that's all I can do, right. You know, but and this guy's in charge, and it just goes down the line. The whole cabinet is that way. And I think people are just finally, it's got to be theater. And I think people are finally figuring it out.
Right.
But, hopefully Robert can pop those things up. But Tricia, let's bring Tricia on. So Tricia, what's up with you? What's up in your neck of the woods?
Oh, well, first of all, thanks, James, for having me on. Kate, it's awesome to reconnect. James, it's great to reconnect. It's been like a few months since we were at the ranch. Last week, I just finished an event called the Ascension Summit that I was co-hosting with Mike Waskowski. So that was a lot of fun. I had never done a hosting or co-hosting before for an event, and there were over 200 people there. So it was very wonderful to be able to like interact with the crowd. And then my partner Mason and I, we did a presentation together there, which really seemed to resonate with people because we took like different types of like philosophy and was able to go into like media manipulation. And then also all about the whole thing that's been going on the past 18 months and like why it's ground, it really lands very well with the majority of the population, why everything is going the way it is at the moment. So without getting into too many details to not get you more censored, it was a really, really great experience. And so I'm just kind of recovering and recuperating after the whole week event now, and just kind of keep on.
Now that's the Ascension Summit. And is it still online? Can people still watch that online?
I believe if they go to the website, they can probably watch the replay of it. Because I know you spoke there and it was very well received and everything. Okay. So it was good. It was like a lot of it was a long event, but I feel people really, really enjoyed it. We even had a community section where people could apply to be like kind of guest speakers, and they had like 10 minutes to talk, which I thought was a really cool idea.
Oh, that is cool.
Because it's kind of like how we get to talk like this on this show, but then people have their own like podium to be able to speak about, whether it's like dreams or kind of how to rebel against like the system that's in place. Like, oh, there were some fascinating community speakers that I learned a lot from. So yeah, I believe the replays are still available. You just have to go to AscensionSummit2021.com, I think it is.
And there's so many people. That's why on our show, we like to bring on people that are a lot of times are unknown, and we launch their careers here and get them going. And I need to get out more to find out who these people are. If you have any good prospects, send them to us, and we'll check it out.
Yeah,
you can be our eyes and ears out there. The Also, it was funny because when I did that presentation, you know, I can't see the audience. I have no feedback whatsoever. So I go, man, I don't know if everybody's already left the room or not, you know, because I really dropped some bombs in there, you know, some pretty heavy duty bombs, and which just laid out why we don't have disclosure and who's controlling it and the planned opposition and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure I really ruffled some feathers in there. And
in a good way, though, James, because I mean, yeah. I know you couldn't hear us when we were doing the introduction for you and everything, which is a bummer because it was like a really good introduction. But by the time you got on, like everyone, it seemed that your work also really resonated with people. And I don't think anyone walked out of the room being like, oh, man, what's this guy talking about? You know, like I think everyone who was there was like, yeah, I this is real. You know, that's why people go to these kind of events. Like, you know, at your own ranch, right? People go there because they resonate on that frequency, literally, you know, and they're open to hear things that might ruffle other people's feathers a lot.
Yeah. And I know the main thing was about discernment. You know, it's like, because the main thing is just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And we're seeing over and over and over people in air or mistakenly are inviting these beings in, and just because they're from some other unseen level, they're channeling them, they're inviting them into their homes or their lives and everything. And next thing you know, they've got a possession going or they have attachments or things like that. So I think discernment is so important right now. And we're not being, what do they call it? I mean, we're ET racist now because we say that some of the ETs are not benevolent and there's a long history of them not being benevolent. And we didn't need to know that. We needed to use discernment and maintain our self-authority. So by saying that, we're now racist. That's the new buzzword to attack somebody. And we're not racist. We're educators. And somebody made me a T-shirt called Enemy of the Posers. And, it's pretty funny. So I wear it proudly. But yeah, you know, but I mean, there anybody can learn. Anybody, you know, we'll teach you everything. We'll teach you how to clear unseen negative influences. We'll teach you who's who in the universe and how to connect with your multidimensional self and your other lifetimes in these other dimensions. It's all here, you know, and it's like, and other people are doing it too as well, but we really need to look on the more empowering side and stop giving our power away to people who are there for all the wrong reasons. But,
I'd say both people and entities that are out there, right? Because if you don't know what you're connecting to, you don't really realize the potential consequences of the repercussions of that, right?
Well, I see now they're putting fancy little hats on them and shoes and clothing and smiles and having them posing like, you know, they're like, oh, cute little grays, you know, and cute little reptilians. And I go, okay, that doesn't work, guys. You know, why are you giving your power away to these people? You're a God being, you know, that's what all the masters have taught you, you know, so time to maintain your own divinity and your own, you know, self-empowerment and get on, because, you know, contact comes with enlightenment. And when you raise in frequency, you're going to contact higher frequency beings. Don't play in the lower levels. It doesn't work out too well in the end.
Ooh, yeah. There's an image right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kate,
that looks dateable. I mean,
huh?
I said that looks dateable.
Yeah. It's pretty, some of the stuff, you know, I do the old right turn glide. You know, I'll see somebody come and I'll see all the entities on them. I go, oh. Sure. You know, I'll go off in another direction. I'll go ahead and clear it, you know, clear it, but I'm not going to meet it head on or connect with it.
I'm glad I can't see what you see, because I see enough and it freaks me out and I'm too much of a coward. So I would just stay in a hole. I would just barricade myself in my bedroom probably.
You know, I have to say the last night was awesome, because I was meditating last night and I was just laying there, and next thing you know, I could see Baba G and all this beautiful like purple energy. And then one of the feline beings appeared, and there's other female energies like Mary, and the other ones were popping in, and I was going, whoa, the whole host is here. And it was, I just was so high. I felt like I was just, whole body was turned into light. And so, I mean, it's worth it, you know, but you realize that there's two sides of the coin. So having that ability to see the higher beings, you're also going to have the lower beings. You know, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So they'll come in and try to disrupt it. But yeah. I know in the counseling work we do, there are so many people that got hit at 3 years old or 5 years old at a really young age. And they were trying to shut them down and you know, get them not to move into those higher dimensions or experience them. And they have... These people are coming in. They're like six-dimensional Pleiadians incarnating in seventh-dimensional feline beings, things like that. They're incarnating now for these times, and they got hit hard as children to shut them down so they wouldn't access that higher consciousness and energy.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a pattern that happens pretty often, whether it's like trauma from family or from external experiences, like so let's say you're bullied as a kid, right? Like that yeah. is all there. I mean, yes, there's growth to it, but there's a thing, a way that it stunts you in some way emotionally that you have to unravel later in life sometime, you know? And so I think that's really important with all the kind of internal work that we all do, right? Whether it's meditating and figuring out our different blocks, is to then surpass that so we can then connect with our yeah. higher aspects of ourselves, right? And we can bring that through, which is what obviously we've all been able to conquer certain things to get to this point where we are today and be able to talk about it on the show, you know?
Yeah, they will. I mean, they'll jump into family, to lovers, to friends, and you know, they'll act through them, you know, to kind of shut you down. And so, and you know, it's sad because we didn't get the book, you know, when we incarnated to realize how this all works. Yeah. But again, there's ways of maintaining your self-authority and clearing the energy. But first of all, you got to recognize how it works through others, what its goal is, which is divide and separate and create a lot of problems. It thrives on that. And then when you understand that, when you see that being acted out, you can go, oh, you know, my girlfriend or boyfriend has an entity, you know, or, oh, you know, when somebody in your family might be losing it, you know, and you go, and so you have to depersonalize it and just clear the energy. And I watch them go through a total change, a total mood shift, you know, but, you know, it's interesting. Some people through free will have chosen to work with these entities and don't even know it. You know, they don't even know that they're working through them.
I have a question for when children are going through that, if you were a parent and are seeing your child kind of getting these attacks and things like that, do you have any advice or tips for what parents can do to maybe protect their kid? Or is it something that the kid is it just like part of what their contract is? What do you think?
Yeah, basically, I feel like the parents, it's their duty to learn how to heal these unseen negative influences. If you want to be an enlightened parent, and all those tools and techniques are on the site, they're on the website, they're in all my books as well. And so that's really important to learn to create sacred space in your home, in your child's room or whatever, you know, there's things you can do. That's one of the key things. Also find out who your kid's main teacher and guide really helps out too, because you can call on them along with the masters, the known masters, or your own main teacher and guide to do the clearings, and that clears the energy out as well. And those are two of the key things I think that are really important. And sometimes the kids will come in with past lives that they're resolving. They have things that they have to finish, and you can actually clear that as well. It's just stuff. It's in their fields. You can gain the wisdom from the experience. It settles into the soul. Boom, you're done, you know, and move on. And yeah. You can do that through their higher self or through their guides or by invoking your own guides too as well. So people say you can't do that, you know, it's trespassing. And I tell them, no, the entities are already trespassing. They already broke the rules. So it's you know, no more kid gloves. You can call in the higher beings and clear them out.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know my kid tells me a lot of things that I can tell are coming from a higher place. They're not just, you know, the ramblings of a kid. They are, you know, very profound for his age and things like that. And I think one of the things that I've kind of picked up on is just not to, obviously you don't treat your kid like, you know, treat them like, respect what it is that they're saying, because it's us that instills these notions in them that these things aren't real, or these things are something to fear, or, you know, whatever it is, you got to measure your reaction to whatever your kid is saying to make sure that you give them a soft place for them to give this information.
It is so important to support the kids and listen to them, because I mean, they just came from heaven. Basically, they haven't been away for so long, and they're not so battered by all the psychic turbulence and all the social consciousness here. But we need to listen to them, because, you know, a lot of them still have memories of past lives and some very advanced civilizations. And I saw this little girl once, and she was like a total fairy incarnate. I mean, her eyes were electric blue, and she was walking by with her mother, and she just pulled her hand out of her mom's and came running to me and, you know, and gave me a big hug. And her mom was apologizing. I said, "Don't apologize." I said, "Do you know who she is?" And she goes, I think so. And I said, you've got a little light being here, and keep her that way. I go, listen to her when her stories. I said, she just emanates just that pure innocence, that pure love and joy. And I go, protect her, you know. And she goes, I'm doing my best, you know. So, but you'll see that all, with these kids when they come in, you go, oh my God, you know, they are so lit up now. And it's one of the prophecies they said, you know, Creator's given its best for these times, and these are these kids are incarnating, and not to do a Debbie Downer, but what's being done to the kids right now with the jabs and the other stuff is just pure evil. Mm-hmm. There's no other word for it.
Intentional, absolutely. It has to stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're trying to dampen the light that these kids are bringing through.
Yeah, like,
if you think of every parent. Is basically like a stair step to get to the next level, right? If our consciousness is growing as adults already in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, like everyone else is just the next level up. So it's so nefarious what they're trying to do. And the parents don't know any better, half of them, you know? Yeah. Like I've seen these awful things on TikTok where, oh my gosh, there's this one lady who keeps on pushing the jab and everything. And then she's letting parents know about the trials that are for children that are between like 0 and 5 and like 5 to 12.
Oh God.
These are that they're saying, I'm so excited to sign my kid up for this XYZ trial. Like it breaks my heart to know that unfortunately the ignorance of the parents is going to be a part of this child's future, you know. But maybe it's also their soul contract, you know. We don't know what everyone's down here for. I mean, the people who have died in the past 2 years almost, like they could have been the catalyst for someone else waking up. Mm-hmm. You know, it is really sad to hear about children being pushed into this.
Yeah, even the main alphabet agencies we depend on for knowledge say it's nothing more than a mild cold, a mild flu, you know, and it doesn't even affect the kids. So I'm considering, if you do the research on the side effects, you know, and what's happening and the numbers, the true numbers that are giving us false numbers now is why in the hell would anybody subject their kids to that? It makes no sense to me whatsoever, other than extreme brainwashing and, you know, which is going on with all the lamestream media and everything. And these hypocritical doctors that don't even know what the Hippocratic Oath is and that are pushing this stuff. Right. And I mean, those guys broke every rule in the book. You know, they broke the Nuremberg trials. They broke the Constitution. They're breaking the I think it's the MA. It's in the Geneva. They had a big meeting in Geneva with all the medical doctors and associations and everything. And they agreed, you know, that you cannot mandate anything or trespass on free will and choice and things like that. So every rule in the book they're breaking right now, and you know, they need to be held accountable, basically.
You know, I do. And this is something I feel really passionate about because I'm a mom, and even the masks in schools. Last year I had a really hard time because it was the first time that any of this was coming out and we didn't know how long it was going to be. And I will admit, I felt like a big hypocrite because I sent my kid to school. I gave him the choice. And I said, if you want to stay home, when they were going to put these kids in masks, but it was kindergarten and he wanted to go. And he was like, it doesn't bother me. And so I allowed it to happen. But now I am very prepared because at the time I felt like, okay, well, if we just comply, then it's going to go away. No, it's very clear now that our are complying is the reason it's not going away. And so it is time for us to stand up, because nobody's going to advocate for our children the way that we would. And the fact of the matter is it doesn't affect the children. And 99.997, it is less deadly, you know, than the regular flu for the children. And so putting them in masks, we are basically asking our children to be the protectors of our elderly and our immunocompromised. And if that's not the way that it should be, it should be the other way around. We protect the children first and foremost. And if you have your kid in a school or a daycare where they want to put them in masks in order to protect other people, that means that that school and that daycare does not have their, they're not looking at your children's interests first and foremost. That's not their priority. And if they're not going to make your child the priority, then why would you trust them with your children?
Yeah, I agree 100%. If you look at the Stanford research and all the frontline doctors, everybody, you know, you've got top world-renowned Nobel Prize-winning doctors, Stanford research, everything. It's all out there about the damage that masks do. Not just psychological damage, but organ damage, and I can go on and on. The lack of oxygen creates some real serious problems, and then you have the secondary pneumonia from the mask, rebreathing in all these germs and things like that. And, you know, during the Spanish flu, they found out, and this is a paper written by Dr. Frati, you know, that he said that most people died from the mask, not the Spanish flu, from secondary pneumonia. So, I mean, these guys all know this, but they're willingly participating in this scam, and they need to be held accountable. The only way it's going to stop is this: you have to stop the labs creating these things, and you have to go after the people funding it and promoting it, and then you have to, and that's the bottom line. You have to shut down the labs and go after the people that, you know, the people that are agenda and profit driven versus science driven. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it's going to end.
But
people need to stop selling their souls, you know, for another agenda or profit. And that's the bottom line.
I feel like standing up in our communities as well is really important. Like I'm not a mother yet, but Kate, like you said, that you're prepared to do whatever you can, right, in that particular school system. The government, we know this, that the government does not care about its people. Doesn't matter what side you're on. Ultimately, the government is just kind of like a guide, if you will, but not one that you really want to follow all the way. You know, it's our responsibility comes from us taking it in our own hands, right? So as parents, right, or as people who are in the community, the more we stand up to the school board, because the school board is there to be a service of you, right? The public school education system is supposed to be there to be of service for your kids and your family. So if you don't like something that they're doing, you're going to be like the parent, get a couple parents to get together and stand against the board. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to change. They will. If there's enough people that stand against them, that then they won't back down. They will do what you ask them to, because they are either public servants.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention that most schools get paid per attendance, and it's different by state, but some states like California and New York get hit really hard. They get, every time a student is not in a seat, they get money taken from them. And I was reading an article about, it was actually about bullying and the monetary cost that it was taking on schools in California, because kids weren't going to school as much because they were being bullied. But that study was from a few years ago, and it was averaging about $50 per day per student that the schools were not getting. So you are making an impact. Right now we are in a giant game of chicken. If every single one of these corporations that says you must get this, you know, thing, and you must do this thing, and people stand up and they say no, they will be kissing your ass to come back, because they literally can't function without 100%. Us. So they're now Biden just said, okay, well, we'll subsidize the schools that are, you know, losing students because of these mandates or whatever, but they can't do that in perpetuity. So just stand up, put your money where your mouth is, vote by your actions. And if enough of us do that, which I know we have the numbers, we do, we are the majority.
Oh, yeah.
We will win. We just have to stand up.
Mm-hmm. That's happening here in Trout Lake, actually, with the school here. They had a big meeting, and a lot of the mothers here stood up and said, no, we're not putting masks on our kids. And so I think it was It was like a tie split, and the superintendent went with the crap, you know, the government. But and so now what's happening is that another school really close by is saying, hey, we'll even bus your kids over here because they're going to get all the money for the kids over there. They're all going to go up to another Glenwood school, which is just not too far away. And most mothers are pulling their kids out for homeschool. So they're going to have a huge budget crisis here real soon. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happening.
They'll rethink their priorities then.
Yeah. I mean, they were given all the research. Doctors stood up and talked about this is insane. You need to stop doing this. You know, herd immunity is the best immunity. It's ongoing. You know, it lasts for years and years and years. It's the way to go. And I mean, everything else has been a fail. You know, the masks fail. You know, the lockdowns fail. Travel restrictions, that's a fail. Everything they've done has been the vaccinations. They aren't even vaccinations, but probably get in trouble for saying that word. But they're a total fail, 100%. Look at the research. Look at the numbers. Fail, 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 fail. So why are we continuing to do this? I mean, this is a form of insanity. Einstein talks about that, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Okay, everything they've done so far is a fail, and the treatment as well. I've got a little notice here. The treatments as well are seriously harmful. Like all the doctors saying, this is not how you treat these patients. You know, this is a recipe for disaster. So, and the fact that they've also totally knocked out safe and effective, inexpensive treatments.
Big Pharma does not like things that doesn't make them money. And if you have something that's very effective and very affordable for the rest of the world, they're going to do everything they can to smear it. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's horrible about this whole thing is that even... like something with Dr. Mercola, right? He's had a site on the internet for like 20, 30, like a really long time before like 99, right? And he can't even find his information anymore. Like he's being censored to smithereens. Like it is so hard to find. And what's interesting is like there, I believe that there are a lot of people who understand that this jab and stuff, that it's not, as effective. You know, people are having severe side effects and things that are just, it's not looking as positive as everyone else has seen, but they keep on hearing on the news and on TV and on radio, and you are bombarded by the billboards and everything that keeps on spouting this lie, right? Mm-hmm. And we know in like manipulation, if you say repeat something enough, long enough, the subconscious mind will start believing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like there'll be a corner that'll sit in, it won't come out till later, you know, but it will start seeping into the mind, which is unfortunately the most detrimental thing about all of this, because they know that they know how to manipulate the media, and they know how to consistently give the same message in so many different ways, but they're saying the same thing, right? Yes. So if you're not able to step out of that, it can cause serious issues to not just like your family, your health, but imagine like even to your body, just thinking about it, thinking mm-hmm. of, oh, what if I did catch, what if I caught it, right? How can I heal? Can I heal? Will I die? Like that comes through everyone's mind if they think maybe they got a little cold. Like in this moment, in these times, you know, because it's just subconscious programming of it.
Well, also too, the you know, miraculously, the influenza A and B stopped, and 15 universities actually, they I don't know how many, some huge amount of people that tested positive that died supposedly, and they got blood samples and tested them, and they didn't have it. They had influenza A and B. So that they never did find it. There's no isolate with the CDC or the WHO. And if you don't have an isolate for that, and the FDA said the tests don't work, then now you've got a Delta variant of something that they can't even test. How do they know? I go, where's the logic? How, if there's no test for it, how do you know it's affecting the people? And if the other one gives you a 99% false positive, you know, this is all a number game, and it's all an agenda and a profit game. It's nothing else. And people need to see through that. And especially to me, the reason I talk about this stuff is for the sake of the children. And anybody that will censor this information too is a willing participant in this. And I'm sure they're going to be held accountable as well, not here, but in their light review they're going to have a great light review because they're going to have to experience all the pain and suffering that they created with others. And that's not going to be a fun ticket.
Yeah. And so, the fear is what they used to basically get us all to comply the first time. But that's why I think it's so important right now. We hold our ground because at some point, those people that are just so full of fear that they think that getting these 73, you know, however you put it before, in their arm is going to keep them protected. They're going to start looking around, and be like, well, wait a second, why aren't these people dropping dead in the middle of the street like we saw was happening in China? We know these people were not, you know, same reason why I'm hoping that this next time that we go into lockdowns, that we also have cities and states that hold strong and don't do it, because it's going to force those people that are so living in fear, like, no, this is how we have to do it, to look at those places and be like, well, wait a second, people aren't dropping dead there either. And we already have that. We already have that with some of the places like Poland and even in, you know, Florida and what was it, South Dakota, or whatever, where they did very minimal and their numbers were the same, you know, across the board or better. So
yeah, they're better. Yeah.
And then Texas, you look at places. Florida.
Yeah, Texas and Florida were doing great. Mm-hmm. And in the other countries too that didn't participate in all the masks and mandates and jabs are doing great.
The ones that did, right? You can see that their rates of infection now, if the whole country is vaxxed, if the whole country is jabbed up, that yeah. It is there, it's like blowout rates of infection right now. Like, oh, I don't yeah. even mean like, it's like 2,000% more, like it's an extreme amount. Like you look into like Gibraltar and
yeah.
Israel is having huge issues. Every place that was like, we need to basically force this on everybody, right?
Yeah.
Is having such a crazy rate of infection right now. And it's in the middle of summer, which shouldn't be happening ever, right? Most people.
Yeah, they're bragging 80 to 100% rate of people that got the jab. And, mm-hmm. and now they're having 80 and 90% of the people coming down with the whatever you want to call it.
With stronger strains too.
Yeah.
Which is the most difficult part. Like what I find to be so awful about this is like right now they're trying to make it in the media about people who have the jab versus not the jab. Right. And they're blaming the ones without the jab that they're carrying a disease. You can't spread something you don't have, first of all. Right.
Yeah.
Like logically it doesn't compute at all. But then they're trying to just make this entire, it's like Kate was saying, it's based on fear, extreme fear, but what they're doing is so manipulative. It's like, oh God, it boggles my mind because they do it so well. Like
here's the thing. It's like, if you got the jab, what are you worried about?
Right.
What do you care? Why do you even care? You know? And kids aren't getting it, you know, they aren't getting it. It's like not even measurable. And so why do you care? You know, this is crazy. And it's a big scheme to divide again, the people against each other between the no jab and jabbed and multiple jabbed. And I saw this guy with this shirt and he said, relax, I'm fully V, you know, we won't say the word. And I go, well, we'll see you in a couple of years, you know, or not. You know, and we'll see what happens. But I mean, the head, if you really look at it, the chief scientist of Pfizer and all these guys are saying, do not do this. Do not get it. Should have never been released and on. So they're all coming out right now. And these are the guy that developed the mRNA, same thing. Mm-hmm. He said, mm-hmm. do not get this. Do not use this. He said, this is, and, you know, they know the repercussions. They know everything that's, and their research has shown, you know, they let the cat out of the bag. You know, it didn't stay in your deltoid muscle. It went throughout every organ throughout the body. And now it's having serious consequences. And I know people that have, you know, multiple PhDs and they're doctors and biophysicists and things like that. And, you know, they won't go on record and talk about it right now, but, you know, they've made it very clear, you know, what the consequences are and you know, I can see them getting it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
I don't know if you guys saw that White House conversation where there was a reporter asking Jen Psaki if people are required to get the jab at the White House. And she refused to answer. She's like, oh, I'm going to get the numbers later or something. She just wouldn't answer.
She's going
to
circle back.
She's going to circle back. She's going to circle back. She'll never get back to the public about it, you know? But that's what you...
Yeah. Okay, so the head of Pfizer, they asked him that one. He said, no, it's not mandatory here. They also said, I believe it was the CDC said no. Mm-hmm. And I think the WHO, I'm not even sure, said no, it's not mandatory.
Well, so, if anyone's looking for a job, they know where to go and they don't require you.
Yeah, if you need a job where you don't have to get the jab, that's where you go, the very people that are giving mm-hmm. you the numbers. But anyway, it's pretty insane. I don't know. Right now, the social media is just flooded with this information, and they're doing everything they can to censor it and shut it down. You know, but I've got a newsletter coming out here really soon where I cover all this stuff that we can't really talk about here on the air, and it's an ass whooper. I mean, it knocks it out of the park, and it's just base logic. And it goes boom, boom, boom. Here's the guy that created the PCR. Here's the guy that created the mRNA. Here's the head of Pfizer. Here's this guy. And what they're saying, and they're all saying the same thing. And it's just like knocks it out of the park, you know. And it ends with, so why are you doing this to the children? Period. You know, what is wrong with you? You know, and so, but.
Unfortunately, we know what's wrong with them. And it's.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just gaslighting us up one side and down the other. But it is scary. I actually just recently got back on Twitter. It's an anonymous account. I'm just there like lurking and putting my two cents in here and there. But it's fun being back because it was like giving me anxiety ever checking it and not having a voice on there. It was like I was seeing all people say all these crazy things and I couldn't even say anything. Mm-hmm. But right now you're seeing... Still, even though they got rid of literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of us, you are still seeing a good representation of the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
You're seeing the talking heads that are literally paid shills bending over backwards doing their mental gymnastics to try to make these things fit together when any logical person can look at this for 2 seconds and be like, no, that doesn't make any sense. So, I'm still hopeful. I just can't believe that these people believe their own crud.
Yeah, they should all get multiple jabs and then get back to them. Just say, hey, take 5 or 6 of them and then come back on the air and we'll have a conversation. You know, see how that works out for you. You know, let's see if you're a man or a woman of convictions, you know, and you know, if you want to silence them, that's how you do it.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is when you see the people who are really like gung-ho on getting the jabs and stuff, and then they kind of take a moment to reflect because they've had some maybe unexpected effects from it, and then they go around and like, oh shoot, like I made a mistake. And that I've been seeing more and more in social media, that people are actually just regular social media people are coming out and they're really saying like, I did not realize that this was going to happen to me. Right. Yeah. And like they said, their medical bills would be covered. Nobody's covering their bills. Like nothing is, everything that they were promised that they would be like safe for isn't happening, you know? Yeah. So it just shows continuously the hypocrisy of all of this, right? Like nobody's talking, at least on the mainstream, no one's saying to go outside, get fresh air, get the sunshine, go ground yourself. There's a reason why we all feel good when we're in nature, right? Mm-hmm. Away from a city. It's all scientifically there. It's all sound, you know, but yeah. to mention to your point, James and Kate, about how we have to stand up in our local communities, right, and to demand that change. You look at what they're doing with United, right, that they were trying to require everyone to do this jab, and pilots got together and they're now suing. Like they're not going to stand for it. That's how you make change. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you do it, is you say, listen, I see what you're trying to do. None of us here agree with it. Because these are people who've had their careers in flying, right? It doesn't matter what industry
exactly.
You're in. You spent your time, your skill set, you've dedicated your time in an industry, right? So to be able to suddenly just lose all that because someone says, get an experimental drug. No, we were taught to not take drugs as kids. Not going to do it now. You know? Hey,
think about this. I'm going to go jump on a plane and with a couple pilots that are at extreme risk of blood clots. It's in the brain and the heart, and I'm going to feel real safe, mm-hmm. you know, on that plane. And I think that's something we need to address, is that, you know, I've noticed that people are not the same after it happens. They go through a total change, a social change or whatever, mental change. And then it's definitely, if it is affecting the brain, they call it brain fog and all these other things that are happening, and they're behind heavy equipment or automobiles, or let's say flying at 40,000 feet. How's that going to work out in the future? You know, what are the highways going to start looking like in the future? The cities where your reaction time, you need to be on top of things, you know, and again, you know, heavy equipment now, how's that going to work out? And so, I mean, just driving, you know, it's hard to drive when you're in the middle of a stroke or a heart attack, you know, so, you know, that doesn't work out too well. But I mean, we're going to see that, and not to be fear porn, but we're going to see that on a huge level coming up. And we need to be aware of that. We need to start being very defensive, like probably cut down a lot of the, you know, driving time or things like that. We need to, like, you know, get prepare, you know, prepare for some of these changes that are coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw somebody the other day, and I mean, drove right through a stop sign right in front of me, and doing about 80 miles an hour, flipping me off. And I go,
well, I was in a hurry, James. God.
Yeah, I go, okay. You know, I said, well, you're going to have an experience, you know, and luckily it wasn't me. But I started to pull out, and boom, you know, the guy went right by me. Yeah, we're hitting that. We're coming up to the end of the hour here pretty quick. I'm sure we're probably going to get in trouble with just what we've talked about, although we try to stay under the radar. I don't know how you can anymore, but I don't know how you cannot talk about what's happening, because it's pure insanity. If you have any love for your fellow man or the children or whatever else, this stuff needs to be dealt with and talked about. And obviously our leadership has lost all humanity, all form of critical thinking, and their research impaired, and they're not operating in our highest and best good. And they're actually agenda and profit driven. It's undeniable. And luckily the white hats are stepping up to the plate and exposing a lot of this as well. And you're all doing a great job too, as well. So, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you, Kate? And take you first. And I don't know if you're on the air at all anymore. I mean, they've been attacking you so hard.
I have a P.O. box. No, I'm just kidding. I'm on Telegram. I have the Kate Awakening Telegram channel. That's the best for, like, updates when I go live, where I go live. I'm still on DLive and Twitch and Pilled and Foxhole as far as where I do my live shows. And then also, I'm a part of We the Media, also on Telegram, which is more of like it's a collective. There are about 50 of us in there, and that's keeping up with the news. So it's a really great place to go and just kind of get what's going on. Get the, you know, there's a little bit of commentary in there, a little bit of humor, but it's basically what's just going on day to day. So We the Media and the Kate Awakening on Telegram. That's pretty much it.
Great. And Tricia, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I'd say Telegram and YouTube. I'm still on there. I've been kind of laying low in the topics I cover, so you can stay on there for as long as I can. I will be branching out to Spotify here. I'm going to set that up this weekend here. So I'll be on there. But mainly I'd say Instagram, Telegram, and YouTube.
Awesome. Hey, well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Keep up the great work, and anything I can do to support your work, I'm here for you. And I don't know. All I can say is I want to say keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, but I think we're going to have to rise up and take some action because our future and our kids' future depends on it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. We're also on Rumble, Telegram, and Odyssey. So check us out. If we disappear off of YouTube, go to the other stations, and we'll see you there. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night. We'll be right back.